Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has come 2,000 years ago in the form of Jesus, so we can see what it is to be a baby, a young man, a son led by the Spirit. And thank you, Jesus, that you dealt with sin once for all so that we can come as wise, pure virgins to you to be married, united in every way, co-heirs together with you of the Father, as in a marriage, and as a branches that were once caught up in deception and lies and law and sin and old covenant. Now we're in a new and better covenant, abiding in you, and the Father is the dresser so that we can bear much fruit. Thank you, Lord, we were called, and we were called out of darkness into your marvelous light. To know you, and in knowing you, knowing the Father, we can bear much fruit, because we are called for a time such as this, for good works that has been predestined for us to now walk in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 25, verse 31 and 32. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
Hallelujah. You know, it's sad that this has been put off by many people to just be a one-day thing. You know, when the end of this age comes and Jesus returns with all those, with all the prophets of old, with all the disciples of old in the first fruits of the new covenant, and all those that has left as children of the living God, as the bride, then it's the end of the time. Then you either a sheep or you a goat. You either in the world or you in Christ. And so the whole thing, guys, this has happened. The Lord has been ruling and reigning 2,000 years ago and confirmed all that he said to his disciples. And then they became the apostles that shone like bright lights. And he was speaking through them. And his words to them is what we've got to take hold of. I love the wonderful words of Paul, where he says, I have committed you to the Lord as a pure virgin to be married to him. And praise God, when I came in nearly 40 years ago, it was through people that knew their God, was walking with their God, knew their righteousness in him, knew their holiness in him, because of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom. So they shared the wisdom. And so we also share the wisdom that we are included now in what we were predestined in Christ. What we lost, we have been given back. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And that's the gospel. And that's what we've come into. And that's the reality. And so sheep are being separated from the goats. 2,000 years ago it started. Branches that are tapped into the wrong thinking and understanding. And then you've got the branches that are tapped into Jesus. And that is getting their sustenance on a daily basis. And this is a reality that needs to take place every day. It's not just a one-day thing. It's a everyday calling. Those that called upon the Lord will not be put to shame. Why? Because we believed in him. And it's a continual belief and a continual calling. And then you start into experience of God. Are you in Christ Jesus, who has been made to you to be wisdom? He becomes our wisdom. He's a light that shines in our heart and shines in our head and then shines in our understanding and shines in the words that we share. He's the author of this abundant life, and we are co-ruling and reigning with him. And that's what it's all about, guys. And then when you tapped into him and you're abiding in him, you're growing with him, and you are experiencing the goodness that has been predestined for you in Christ Jesus. And that's the good works that were laid out for you, that you are being transformed into his image from glory to glory by the Spirit. So the big thing about the Son of Man coming in all his glory with his holy angels is when you have got the gospel. If you're ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of you when I come in the glory of my Father, the glory of the angels, and my own glory. So when we are not understanding and embracing the good news of a complete wonderful work through God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we don't understand the gospel, and we don't believe the gospel, and we don't walk in the gospel, and we don't experience the gospel. So when we know the gospel and we know that we came out of darkness into the marvelous light, we came out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love, we came out of the night and we in the day. And why are we in the day? Because we realize that the devil was sitting as God on the throne, deceiving us and leading us astray, leading us away from the good works laid out for us, leading us away from the intentions of God. But praise God, Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. And he's with us and he's leading us, and we are partaking of our inheritance. We have been changed into his image and likeness, and we shining like lights, and we drawing others out of the darkness into the marvelous light, because the reality has come and we need to be separate. We need to make up our minds and believe what God believes, so as to receive and be there where God wants us to be. He says, when you serve me, you follow me like disciples, and where I am, there you shall be also. And then Jesus goes on beautifully to say, and when you serve me this way, the Father will also serve you. So be blessed to know you are loved, you are provided for, the goodness of God is available. Come out of the night, come out of deception, come out of unbelief, and hold fast to this wonderful love, perfect love that casts out all fear. Because as he is, so are you in this world. And so we can be confident in the day of judgment. Not just one day, but every day when squeezings come, it's a time of judgment. Are you in the light or are you in the darkness? Are you running to God or from God? Are you staying in faith or you're falling back into fear? Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.